I feel pretty awkward up here. I see Jim up here and some of my buddies that aren't here now, but Dave, and miss these guys. I want to talk about my life and give you a snapshot of my life and how God has just kind of guided us through. Start with, of course, I was born in Rock Island, Illinois, in our home in 1929. And let's see, that makes me about 92 and 5 months. So, but who's counting? I'm not. Our family was, I have one brother and three sisters, a middle child. And I don't know what that means, but there I was. And we had not too easy life. My dad, I have to tell you a little bit about him. He was born in Texas in 1903. He was 12 years old. He ran away from home. At 13, he's a pretty stocky guy. He's just a real big, stocky kid. Started working ironwork, and he worked ironwork all his life. He taught me a lot of good things. So he taught me a good work ethic. But some of the things that he was doing, I did not want to do. He excess in alcohol and gambling, and he put a lot of interest in that. Another little story, I won't dwell on it, but I was on a we were Lutheran, Missouri Synod, and my brother was starting second grade. And I start and I want to go into it, but I was 4 years old when I started first grade. Graduated from high school when I was 16. Didn't know what I was going to do. So when I was 17, my dad decided I should be an ironworker. So I started an apprenticeship as an ironworker. Worked at ironwork for a good number of years, and then for some reason, in 1947, then I joined the National Guard. So I was in the Guard for a period of time until the Korean War broke out, and they wanted me, be drafted. I wanted drafted, but I didn't want to be drafted. But I wanted to serve my country, so went down to the Navy, and I told the Navy that I want to, I'll join the Navy, but I want to get in the Seabees. And, well, you got to have experience. You know, here I'm 19 years old, and I said, well, I work as an iron worker now, as an apprenticeship as an iron worker, and I also served an apprenticeship as an auto mechanic. So he guaranteed that I'd be in. So served 4 years as CBs, was in the South Pacific for 3.5 years, different islands, and that's where they always put you. And after I got out, going to college, and I met my wife-to-be, and also at that time I started working at Caterpillar Tractors as a junior engineer, and we were married 2 years later, 1956, and we had, my wife was working at Caterpillar also at that time, but they started having layoffs, and it was period of where the economy wasn't all, and they were laying people off who had 13 years experience, and I had 3 years, and then another time 5 years, and I told my wife, I said, this is good. I said, we can't have a family if I work in a company that's going to continually lay you off because you can't gain seniority. So I left the company, left there, and one of the things I want to talk to is when we were married, both her dad left her family when she was 14 years old and recovering from kidney surgery. My dad left the family when I got out of service. He told me he didn't want to take her family anymore. He was more interested in alcohol and gambling, and so he left. So for us to be married. We really loved each other. It's really hard to leave, you know, our mothers at that time. But God helped us and worked that out. And it, one of the things we promised each other is that no matter how hard life gives us, no matter, we decided that divorce was not an option. Sorry about that, but God honored that in our 65 years of marriage. He totally honored it. And so, of course, I left Caterpillar, and I had to, looking for another job. I found another position, working as a design engineer and marketing. And they were good. It was a good company. And we got, I guess, after 8 years of marriage, I'd figured that we were mature enough now we could have children. So we had son John, and then 2 years later, we had our daughter Lynn. And then we were actually thinking about your family. And so I talked to the doctor about it, and he said, well, I'll tell you, because now my wife only has one kid. He said, I'll tell you, he says, you have another child, but you won't have a wife. No decision there. I continued with the company. It was a good company, and they were giving me an opportunity for advancement. I could have got into marketing, had my own car, had a lot of bennies and more pay and all that good stuff. And I was talking to the director of a certain area, and I was talking to the director who I'd replace, and he told me that he was a bachelor. He told me that, well, let's see, I usually go out and start visiting other areas Monday, and then I get back on Saturday. And I said, that's not good for my family. So I told him, wait. Of course, I'd leave the company, but that's how it goes. You know, it works that way. So after a couple other jobs, about 3 years of unemployment, I started the metal fab company in Central Illinois. And after working with them a couple of years in engineering, they were scheduled to build a plant in Cedar City, Utah. And they asked me to be the project manager for the plant. Well, we had never lived out of the state of Illinois in our life. And it was kind of hard on my wife because she was born and raised in Illinois all the time. And so we prayed about it, and we thought, you know, God maybe will help us on this. And so we accepted. We moved to Utah. And first of all, I went out and worked on the plant, built a plant, and it was a year later. And when I came back, I didn't tell the company I was coming back. I got my wife and family, and because I was gone almost a year, I got my wife and family. We went, took a vacation just to connect so that he could understand that, gee, Dad, maybe he could be home all the time instead of just once in a while. To me, family was more important. God honored that. While we were in Cedar City was about 90% Mormon, and here we were Lutherans, you know, good Christians. There's a church in Las Vegas that we would visit when we'd have to go shopping, so we'd go to Las Vegas. That was 180 miles away. We would visit the church, and the pastor said, well, I know another Lutheran family in Cedar City, and it happened to be the director of the company we're supplying our materials to, and we got to know him quite well. He says, how about if come up once a month and we have service there? He said, where can we have it? And I said, well, we can have it in our house, in our basement. We were renting a house, believe it or not, from Mormon Bishop. And he had finished basement, and in the basement, he had a piano. And he says, is it okay to leave the piano there? He said, because, you know, I have to take the stairs out there. I said, no, leave it there. Well, the neat thing was that the wife of the minister played the piano, and so we had our service in the basement with two families. 2 years later, when I was asked to come back to Illinois because my job was done, we had 125 people in our church, and we had to rent a small church, which was by another denomination, and they never used it on Sunday evening. So we had a vicar or a pastor come up almost every Sunday, and God just really worked that out, because the area, the Lutheran Church Synod at that time, were trying for years to have a church in southern Utah. We didn't know a thing about it, but God knew, and built a church there, to build two churches in close to that vicinity, and been very successful and all. It's so good. Then the company decided that I'd come back to Illinois. I wasn't too happy about that, because the job was not the type of work that I was accompanied to, and I don't know, it probably wasn't God's plan either, because it worked out that we decided to, and I looking around for another position, and I found one in Oklahoma. It was a horse and stock trader company. They wanted an engineer. And I thought, oh, this would be cool, because I kind of like the Western end and horses. You know, I could work on design and trailer and stuff, and I was pretty excited about it. Well, when I got there, after a few months, actually about 11 months, I found out they didn't need an engineer. They just wanted a craftsman. They didn't. And the owner, it was a small company. We had a salesman, myself, and the owner, and he had a secretary, and a good staff of people working on the building trailers. He called me one day, and he says, well, as of today, I really don't need you anymore. And I said, well, hey, I'm not one of the welders, you know, where I can go down to Stedham Trailers or someplace else and get a job. I'm an engineer, and it's not easy to find you. Well, I'm sorry, I don't need you. And so I went home and told my wife, and we talked about it, and then we prayed. And we said, well, okay, Lord, where do you want us to go? And so we got the map out and looked at, you know, the whole map, and we were favoring the West because we liked the dry climate. We didn't care for Midwest because it wasn't the nicest place to live, you know, humidity and all that good stuff. So we chose Colorado, and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go 2 weeks and go in Colorado and look for a job. And if it doesn't work, we'll get the map out and figure out where else to go. So at the end, near the end of 2 weeks, I was not having any luck at all. I started down in Colorado Springs and was working my way up north. And one of the companies that I had every day I'd make a list, because when I was in marketing, I realized that on sales calls you can make maybe three a day, and that's about it. So I had three or four companies lined up, and I had this one company, a computer peripheral company out of Louisville. So I thought, well, okay, I'll go there. This is the last time I could, you know, because it was over. So I went to Louisville and filled out an application, and then where it says work experience, it just said, see my resume. And they came back out and said, no, we want your work experience in our applications. I was a little irritated, but I filled it out. Then the lady came running out after turning back in. She said, where did you hear about this job? I said, what job? I said, I just came. Well, don't you know anybody here? I don't know a soul in this company. He said, well, it looks like it was for a plant engineering position. It looks like you and a plant engineering manager sat down and you told him what requirements to put on the application, because this looked like that everything melted in. Can you come back tomorrow? I said, yes, I can. And toured the plant. One of the engineers toured the plant, and then they, of course, went in and started talking. I was sitting outside waiting, and I'm thinking, okay, so what's going to happen now is they'll say, yeah, we really appreciate your time and your application, and we'll call you. So I went in, and the manager says, when can you start? I was speechless. I said, whoa, thank Lord. And that lasted 20 years. That was storage. I was with them for 20 years. And one of the things I did, because my poor kids had never, because of my job and what I'm doing, my poor kids had never been in one school more than 2 years, other than junior high. So I said, my promise to you guys is we will never move until you're out of high school. And I said, even if it's sweet streets or whatever, that's okay. But it lasted 20 years, and God just worked things. I'm sorry. Our whole life, I give him the credit for it. And so that was with Storage Tech, and was our time. And of course, it worked. And then after the 20 years, Storage Tech was going downhill, and they decided to let go of about 700 engineers. I was one of them, of course. And so then I decided, well, I'll be a consultant. So I started my consulting business for a couple of years, and I don't think the Lord wanted me to do that because certain things didn't work out as they should be. So I said, okay, this is total change, and how do I do it? Because I knew, but I started making custom furniture. I got totally out of the business and started building custom furniture. Was pretty successful with that for a good number of years. And one of the things that I've always said, because, you know, people would say, now I'm retired. I don't believe in being retired. The Bible doesn't say, after X years, thou shalt retire. It's not there. So I consider myself, for the last 24 years, I was unemployed. Okay. And I had a good friend who's a director for Habitat Store, the Habitat Store in Greeley. When he got the position, I went over to the store. He was going to show me around and all. And they had a wood shop. And he said, yeah, this got a wood shop here, but my guy, he's a volunteer, he said, but my guy, I don't know, got sick or something like that, and he said, do you know anybody who can do this to repair a fixture? I said, hey, I'll do it. And so I've been doing that for 60 years now, repairing furniture. The other thing is, another thing I am volunteering for, is at our church, the Lutheran Church, we have a comfort dog ministry. These comfort dogs are trained in back in Illinois. They are trained just to bring comfort to people who are hurting. And we have to be asked to come to a disaster. You know, shootings, floods, fires. The one dog that we have, I had her 4 years ago in Las Vegas when they had the shootings there. That's the ministry that we have. Because the opportunity that we have is that we're told, don't talk to the people and ask them anything. Bring the dog in, and the people are just, they're purebred golden retrievers. People love on them and all that. And pretty soon they'll say, do you know what happened? And they will say, no, what? And can we pray with you about, you know, how you feel or anything like that? So that's the opportunity that we have. And I'm still doing that. This is the 7 years this time I've been working on that. So if anybody wants to know what Comfort Dog looks like or so, I, with my military crew team, we had SEALs at at SEALs, and that Thornton, where is that? You know, it's just outside of Loveland?
Johnstown.
Huh? Johnstown. Yeah, Johnstown, okay. But we're there every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 2. So that's pretty much how my life has been in 92 years and 15 minutes. But I just want to say is one thing. Guys, be true to your family and God. And also, don't let your career run your life. Look to Him. You know, I said I have to read this now but I have no regrets. And with the Lord's guidance, I'd do it again. And I want to leave just with, I got a final thought here with a favorite hymn that I have. And this hymn is a hymn of promise. And actually, you heard it last night. But it's, what a friend we have in Jesus. It's, have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should not be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And my prayer for all of you guys is that the sweet Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ touch your hearts and give you the peace and calm that only can give. And I do have a request. Does anybody know somebody who gives guitar lessons in Severance or Greeley or Windsor area? Because I need help. Thanks for your time. Thank you.